You have taken the plunge and decided to put forward your idea for a new way of doing things. That's okay. Anyone's allowed to do that. That's the way the RIPE community and the RIPE NCC have done things since RIPE was created in 1989. Not sure how to do it though, or what happens? Well, you've come to the right place. In short, what you will need to do is to create a policy proposal and enter it into the policy development process, or PDP, as we'll call it from now on.
The PDP is the community's way of keeping up to date on the new policies that are being proposed and how they are developing. Policies are the documents that the RIPE community and the RIPE NCC use to describe how things will be done. For example, the policies for address allocation and assignment for the RIPE NCC service region determine how the RIPE NCC will allocate address space to you. Any new policy proposals, like yours, will be published on the RIPE website, so you'll be able to see whereabout in the PDP your new policy is. You can also join in the discussions about the policy proposal by signing up for the relevant working group mailing list.
So, what happens to your idea? How does it get from being an idea in your head to a policy adopted by the RIPE community? Anyone can propose a change to a policy or even create a new policy if one doesn't already exist. You should send your idea to the chair of the most appropriate working group, and they will publish it. Once your proposal is published, the community can discuss it in full before deciding on whether to implement it or not. If the majority of the community likes your ideas, then it will be drafted into a policy document that will be discussed and finally agreed on and implemented.
You can follow the whole PDP on the RIPE website on the page shown here. You can also take part in the discussions by signing up to the working group mailing list or following the discussion on the working group mail archive. If you have any questions about the PDP or need assistance in drafting your proposal, the RIPE NCC has a policy development officer who will be happy to help you. Here are some pages on the RIPE website that you may find useful. Now, why not take a look at part 3 of this PDP learning module and see how to take the next step and submit your new policy proposal?